a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
One thing I can say about the last segment. Hour number two underway here on the Midnight Rider. Glad you're with us. Or instead of bad, that might be dead. I don't know. Hour number two here on the Midnight Rider. It's a Young Guns Roundtable that we've got going here tonight with Doug Owen of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com. See, now I'm all discombobulated. Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, and Michael Vail with Thought-Criminal.org. And speaking of farm animals, guys, it's reported over Thanksgiving that we've got like 70 million turkeys that come from China that have been fed with an experimental bird seed, lead pellets, and date rape drugs. And evidently these turkeys made their way to a number of tables across the country.
Mike, I have to flesh this out. I did some background research, and that's an onion. That was a joke parody that came from the Onion that Huffington Post actually posted on their website in
one of the
commentary sections. So it's not exactly as it seems. I did some digging into that because a couple people actually emailed me, and they're like, hey, you don't usually put satire on your website. I'm like, nice. And quite a few Patriot sites reposted it thinking that it was legit. But there were actually some tainted turkeys that came over from China, but it wasn't 70 million of them.
Wow. You know, because, I mean, that made a bunch of the big news websites. I mean, I'm not talking just little ones.
No, yeah. I mean, it was, once you read down into it and you read it a bit and you looked back at the guy that they had actually vetted the article to, it went right back to an Onion article. And it, for those of you who don't know what an Onion is, it's a satirical article that from this newspaper that is syndicated nationally, and it's just joke news.
Oh.
But Huffington Post picked it up and put it out there like it was a real article, and many other, you know, mainstream media outlets took that as such as well. So,
yeah, well, that's crazy. Wow. Now, you know, because I can't tell you how long I sat and railed about date rape drugs in the turkeys and women with all of a sudden a strange desire to listen to Barry White music. Wow. But I guess it just shows the power of a story being able to come out, and it just gets taken over. And it looks official at one place, and everybody grabs it and goes with it. No, it's not true. Kimberly's over there. She's crestfallen because she likes Barry White. All right, we'll grab a break, so never mind about the turkeys. We will talk about the food supply, though, and this GMO stuff and a lot of the stuff we are getting from China. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
The Midnight Rider. I make an honest effort to try to report the news accurately. And I know a lot of other people got the story wrong too, but I just feel like I've been in a 10-round fight with Michael Bednarik over the definition of words. That's right, it's an inside joke that only Michael and Doug will get. And perhaps Lee. But nonetheless, our food supply is in danger, guys. We're at the point here where more and more of our food is coming from China. Something I did see the other day that was actually an official article, a real article, is a lot of the seafood that we get is now coming from China, and they're actually suspending chicken coops above the ponds where these animals are, where the seafood is grown, and the droppings from chickens and other fowl are falling into these ponds, and that's what the seafood is feeding off of. And we do know for certain that the Chinese and the Chinese farmers are using a number of different types of things to try to increase their yield as far as weight and that type of thing is concerned. But and then of course you've got a number of people working in farms in Mexico or even here in the United States where groups like La Raza were encouraging illegal immigrants who were working in these fields to defecate on the vegetables to cause people E. coli. Our food supply certainly is in danger, and we're literally at the mercy of people who, in many instances, wouldn't give a thought about seeing ill come to all of us. Michael, let's start with you on that. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I can say that, you know, in just a few short years ago, we used to produce the majority of amount of our food. And as I was saying on Doug and my show just a couple hours ago, you know, there's an article about how donation food supplies are getting short, so short they related it to the 70s recession. And I just think that, you know, people think that the idea of what was the name of the movie with Charlton Heston? I'm trying to think. The idea of us losing amount, losing our food or supply due to the fact that it's all imported, you know, thanks to all these free trade bills, they don't think that our food supply can run out, you know, and you know, who knows what we could be feasting on after that fact. I mean, we don't produce anything anymore, and we sure don't make our own food anymore. Have you seen when's the last time you've seen a farmer?
Actually, I see them in the summertime when I go to the local farmer's market. But yeah, you don't see them very often. And you know, unfortunately, I live in farm country. What's left of it anyway. And most of these guys that are farming are working a regular job because there's no way that they get the prices that they need, to be able to continue to support what they do. Because you've got these big corporate farms and the fact that we're getting the same food, from overseas. But Doug, you know, the mere fact that the inspection, process that's taking place in this country is almost negligible is allowing so many different types of foods to come in. I mean, we go back to this pet food thing that happened earlier in the year where they were essentially putting plastic into dog and cat food, and that was killing dogs and cats across the country, and there's nobody to inspect this stuff to see what's actually in the thing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, if you're hoping for the federal government and these regulators, you know, for the most part, you know, Chinese companies are overseeing, you know, everything from these container ships, you know, checking them for nuclear, you know, radioactive components to, you know, pretty much managing the NAFTA highway. So, I mean, this is just going to continue and, you know, get, you know, much worse, especially as we, you know, build this North American Union and really this huge trade route that we're going to, you know, import these Chinese goods through. And, I mean, you know, you talk about that poison pet food. I mean, two of the Chinese companies actually intentionally exported contaminated pet food. So, I mean, you know, Mike's dead right. I mean, you look down to Mexico. I mean, not only is La Raza encouraging the defecation on, you know, produce and, you know, everything here in our supermarkets pretty much is, you know, a product of Mexico, but they, you know, there's no regulations in these other countries, you know, the EPA or, you know, any other regulation, you know, they can use human feces as fertilizer in Mexico. So, you know, the food supply is especially as we become more urbanized, is really a suspect. And the more of the outsourcing of all of our infrastructure and resources, especially of food, you know, and crops to these third world nations, I mean, it's just going to be, you know, get systemically worse.
Yeah, I agree. And now I hear that the USDA is taking labeling names such as organic, naturally grown, grass-fed, and what they're doing is they're registering them to where it's going to make it more difficult for smaller farmers to use these because many of the large companies like Monsanto thinks it provides them with an advantage because you've got farmers who are not putting hormones in their milk cows or not growing genetically modified foods and are feeding their cows, you know, just plain grass and then finishing them out on corn and the like. And this is occurring again, once again, to finally squeeze what's left of any home or family farmer out of the business, just like this NAIS where they're tagging the animals. I mean, this is once again by regulation. You have the federal government by fiat essentially dictating how our food is going to come to us.
Well, sure, Mike. I mean, basically, this is just a failure of big government. And you just look at all these problems that are occurring. And we have all of these government institutions that are supposedly out there to look out for us, and look what's happening. You know, it's a complete disaster. You know, I mean, first of all, one of the things I really don't understand is this whole biofuel scam. Why are we taking our food and converting it into fuel? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then we're outsourcing all the operations for our food and everything, and we're relying on foreign nations for our food. It's a clear plan designed to destroy this country, at least a part of it. And there's many plans out there trying to basically turn this country into a third world nation. This is one of them. And I tell you what, I mean, you can have all these big government institutions trying to protect us from all this stuff, but if you have a true free market economy, you're going to be so much better off than having these government institutions try to protect you, because as we're seeing now, it's been a complete failure.
Oh, yeah. But again, you know, we go back to this. We have everybody expecting the nanny state to provide these type of protections, and every time when we expect either the police department to show up while a crime is taking place, which they don't, because donuts are usually fresh every hour or so at Krispy Kreme, and then in instances like this where we expect a food supply to be safe and checked by the nanny state, every time these governmental organizations come up short, every time, Lee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's why you got to do your own research. You have to look into the companies you buy foods from and whatnot. And I tell you what, I mean, now is as good as time of any to stock up and get some storable food, to get MREs, get whatever you need to get. Because, I mean, there could very well be a food crisis in this country within the next 5-10 years. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, most certainly. Doug, what are your thoughts there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we use biofuel, we're using or eating more every year than the world produces. And the fact that we're using, corn and ethanol, which doesn't really burn too much cleaner than gasoline, and not to mention all the other alternative resources there are for energy, it's causing tortilla wars in Mexico. I mean, I literally live 400 miles away from where just, 6 months ago, people were rioting in the streets because of the price of corn, for their tortillas. And we're starving third world nations to be greener. And it's just a huge scam. And it goes all into, this eugenics policy, especially with these carbon footprints that we're putting out there and all of this propaganda. But, I mean, we're really outsourcing all of our food to these farmers here locally to grow ethanol grow corn for ethanol, which they in turn burn in vehicles, and then we're dependent upon all of these unregulated third world nations that have no standards to provide our food supply for these urbanized communities, and it's definitely very dangerous.
Yeah, and Michael, corn farmers here in the United States are, with the fact that they're growing the corn for E85 ethanol, then they're not even meeting the demand for that. And, of course, for the food supply, they're not meeting the demands. So we've got corn going sky high, which means the cost of milk goes up. The cost of anything, any animal that's fed corn, be it pork, be beef, be it chicken or whatever, all those prices are starting to rise. And they're saying that the only way that they can increase these yields is by going to genetically modified crops. So basically, again, by fiat and through regulation, as opposed to legislation to the Congress where we're supposed to have some representation, we have a government deciding now, again, the type of food that we're going to eat, and now they're going to talk about adding more genetically modified corn strains, and without checking to see what will happen to people when they eat the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows the effects of eating these foods. Monsanto, most of the time they used to do, 5 to 10 year studies. That's gone now. You can forget about all that. I mean, people have no idea that just 1.3% of all of our food is inspected. Only 1.3%. And think about that next time you sit down to eat.
Yeah, think about that the next time you open up a can of stew from somebody. Back in a minute with more The Midnight Rider, if you want to join us, the number 800-313-9443. We'll get into the economy a bit. Talk about Ron Paul here coming up.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Midnight Rider on this Friday night. Glad you're with us. It's the Young Guns Roundtable that we have underway right now here on the broadcast. Yes. Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com, Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com, and Michael Vale of Thought-Criminal.org are with us tonight. We're kind of analyzing some of the news that's going on. Back to the telephone we go, however. Mike in Maryland, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk mainly about the food situation, but briefly I want to talk about that thing, that crazy thing with the bomb thing in Rochester, New Hampshire. I shouldn't automatically think Manchurian candidate or government up every time something like that happens, but I just can't help myself. You know, I know that can't possibly be true every time, but you have Hillary Clinton's campaign floundering, you know, with her difficulties, with her about faces that she takes on issues, and then with that talk show woman, I can't think of her name, letting support to Barack Obama. I can't help but think that Yeah, Oprah, yeah. I can't help but think that maybe this could be a situation to garner sympathy for. What do you think about that?
I think it's highly probable. I mean, because the interesting thing is that both John Edwards' campaign office and Barack Obama's campaign office were just doors down from Hillary's office. And Lee, if I'm not incorrect, wasn't Obama starting to make ground up on Hillary in New Hampshire?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I mean, Hillary's still the front runner. I don't know if he's making that much ground, but Hillary's definitely the front runner up here.
Yeah, and I know in Iowa that Oprah was going to come out and campaign for Obama, because Obama, I think, has been on her show quite a bit, has had quite the little platform there. But yeah, I mean, I could certainly see this as, again, you know, you'd add one more piece to all of this. If it were a staged event, this is certainly something that timed as it were with her blatant flip flops. I mean, because one day she says she's for driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, and the next day she's out in Iowa hollering and screaming that we need to build a border fence. I could certainly see that. What about you, Doug?
Oh, you know, I feel exactly as the caller does. You know, you hate to think that every one of these is a Manchurian candidate, but I mean, either way, I mean, it's just so convenient. I mean, it really has to make you speculate about it.
It's funny how things work out.
Like Lee said, I don't know if we'll ever get to the bottom of it, but it works so well for the Hillary campaign, and it's just a big bonus for the establishment and all these agendas and bills that they're trying to get through. I mean, it's so helpful and convenient at the same time that you have to wonder. But, you know, like I said, I think that we'll see that this guy was on some kind of psychotropic drugs, and he was probably seeing a psychiatrist, and, you know, that's usually the same old M.O. there, and, you know, but it's definitely interesting, I'll tell you what.
I want to talk about the food situation, if I may. I swear to God, I never thought, in my entire life, I never thought I would see us importing food from China. And really, the whole situation with China, not just with the food, but the products, even if our government wanted to, they couldn't possibly put any pressure on Red China to do anything about their poison products that they send us, because they could wreck our economy at any time they want to. So they have us, Red China has us by the short hairs, because they have so much of our debt. They could just, they could just laugh right in our faces if there's not a blasted thing we can do about it, you know?
Yeah, what are your thoughts there, Michael? Because I wholeheartedly agree with Mike in Maryland there. What do you think?
Yeah, China does have us. I mean, they've been dumping U.S. treasuries for the longest time now, slowly but surely, after they decide the fact that they better dump slowly or they could lose a lot of their investments. But, the United States is nothing but a fire sale waiting to happen. I mean, everything must go. All infrastructure, all environment, we're selling it to the United Nations, and we're just getting rid of it, and we're being sold down the river with it.
Also, what people don't realize is that we import over 50% of our food right now, and with our declining dollar and with its eventual collapse, whether it be quickly or slowly, once that happens, once the dollar does finally collapse, it's going to become an instant famine in this country, because over 50% of our food is going to be unavailable to the majority of the people, or it's going to be so expensive that most of us, you know, if a dollar's worthless, 50% of our food is just going to be just taken right off the plate, so to speak.
Yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree. Lee, take about 30 seconds there as we come up to the break and talk about that. Mike, thanks for the call. Okay. Appreciate it, Lee.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we've got so many problems with the value of the dollar. It's ridiculous at this point. I mean, this thing is having some severe problems, and when that thing finally collapses, and I firmly believe it's going to go to zero, because the historical precedent has dictated that every fiat currency in the history of man has gone to zero. It's either been replaced or it's collapsed. So when that happens, if you don't have storable food, you don't have a stockpile of food, I mean, you're going to be a world hurt.
Yeah, and that segues us right into what we wanted to talk about next, being the economy. And we'll also hit Ron Paul before the end of the program. Don't go anywhere. It's the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This thing happened.
Network as we're live on this Friday night. Glad you're with us. And want to say hello to everybody on listening on TruthNet Radio as well, where this program is also simulcast. We do that every night. And to everybody listening on KU Satellite, orbiting high in the sky, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth, beaming down the message of truth, liberty, and freedom. And also to everybody listening on low-power FM stations across the country, and to all of our low-power operators, thank you for being there and doing a job that is so very, very important and crucial to getting the word out across the country. Let's go back to the telephone. Chaz in Minnesota, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
A missile was shot at the Pentagon in broad daylight. The hole was too small. A
missile Thank you, Chaz.
Was shot...
All right.
How cute.
Yeah. Animals must have been penned early tonight. John in Iowa, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That was an interesting phone call you just had.
Yeah, Troy from West Virginia strikes again.
And look,
if Troy's the best that the New World Order has to offer, we're in deep trouble.
You know, Troy wasn't so out of shape. I think he was a CENTCOM agent.
I think he ate a CENTCOM agent.
I was seeing when they were just kind of wandering around and putting their backpacks on, and my first thought was, you know, what are they doing with backpacks? Since when do you need backpacks to arrest suspects? Are they going to war?
You know, I thought exactly the same thing. Were they going to war? I mean, they put on this big old huge field pack. Thinking, what in the world are you doing that for? Your car's sitting 50 feet from where you need to be.
It almost reminded me of, you know, when you got weddings and you got a dress rehearsal. I wondered if maybe they were just told that this was a dress rehearsal. You know, no hurry, no big deal. The press will be there because, you know, we told them it's a dress rehearsal, but you're not to talk about our tactics or anything because, you know, it's a Homeland Security issue. And so now they're all probably very silent on the whole thing. You know, I'm not buying this as a legitimate situation.
Well, I have a hard time too, John. I really do because, I mean, this whole thing, you know, the press conference appears through the first round of you know, the first part of the news cycle. And the arrest of this gentleman occurs at towards the end of the news cycle. I just find all of that highly suspicious. I mean, how they wait around, and all of a sudden, magically, here comes the last hostage, and within minutes, the thing is all over before Katie Couric even says goodnight.
Well, I mean, think about it. All the publicized drills that they've done. I mean, you know. Come on. It smacks of a, you know, a dress rehearsal. I mean, you know, it's like when there's a fire, firefighters don't come there with their half their equipment on and, you know, slowly getting it on and pulling their hoses out. I mean, this was a real emergency in their minds. They wouldn't have acted like this.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you've even got the state police out rolling cable out. out of the little bucket, you know, it's like, what in the world are you guys doing? I don't know. Yeah, you're very right. Very possible. Could have been another drill that they decided to make real world. John, I appreciate your call. Gentlemen, possible dress rehearsal. Lee, let's start with you.
Yeah, anything's possible. I mean, you know, there's so many weird things about this whole thing. I still don't understand why they needed all of those people and all those cruisers and all that equipment to take down one guy in a suit with a fake bomb, and plus they knew who the guy was.
So, right.
I mean, it's absolutely insane, Mike. I just don't get it. It's just more of the whole show where we're going to show off the military-industrial complex hardware, and we're going to show the militarization of the police force, bring out the guys in Darth Vader suits, and just freak everybody out. And it's ridiculous. And this is what's happening to our police and even firefighters in this country. It's absolutely insane.
Well, now and now, guys, you know, they've got firefighters who are being tasked to go in when they go in for fires and emergencies, are being tasked with actually looking around the place to check for anything suspicious.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. It's like right out of Fahrenheit 451. I don't know if anybody has read that Ray Bradbury novel. There's also the movie version that came out. But literally, you had firefighters in this futuristic novel that was written back in the 50s or 40s. I forget exactly when. But literally, you had firefighters go around, and their job wasn't to put out fires, but it was to snoop around and burn books. So if you had unauthorized books on the list that the state didn't want you to read, they'd burn them. I think they actually just burned all books because books just weren't allowed. It was only the media from the state. And that's kind of what we're getting into, where you're going to these firefighters who are being encouraged to just snoop in people's homes. I mean, that's ridiculous. Their job is to put out fires, not to snoop around and be some Stasi informant for the FBI. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, Doug, what do you do if you're a firefighter? Do you go through somebody's underwear drawer to see if they've got a pocket constitution, or do you administer the CPR to try to save their life?
Well, I think primarily, you know, these guys, especially firefighters, I mean, these guys are real heroes. For the most part, I think that they're going to be concentrating on the victims. But I think after, you know, they resuscitate the victim or they get them on the stretcher, they're going to look around. I don't necessarily think that most of them will, you know, go in and start, you know, opening drawers or anything like that. But I'm sure some will as well, you know. And it's just like, you know, there's some good cops or some bad cops, and there's some people that just get on power trips and they think they're Jack Bowers. I mean, you know, we're propagandized in this new post 9/11 era to be in a snitch society, and you know, Operation Tips never stopped. It's really sad. I mean, it's one of these things that really breaks my heart personally. You know, these fusion centers integrating these emergency personnel and the cops and the feds and the Department of Defense and NORTHCOM, but. You know, you can just see where this monster can go.
Yeah, that definitely is true. And Michael, from a technological standpoint, you know, we go back to the sheer amount of equipment that's being shown. You know, definite overkill.
Well, as you think about it, I mean, what you must remember is that these guys are being trained by the dogs of war, a.k.a. Blackwater. Okay,
right.
Remember that. Okay, so It's you know, shoot first and don't ask any questions later, you know, and if you got a taser, you can taser them about four or five times. That's lawful. I mean, you know, thanks to Pentagon freebies, this is the world that we live in. And you're talking about, you know, Fahrenheit 451 and that whole situation. I mean, it's just sad under the name of terrorism. And I don't want to be a person who thinks that everything is conspiracy, and I really don't. But at the same time, I mean, it just seemed like models on the runway.
Yeah. Yeah, most certainly. Craig in Iowa, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
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 Hello, Craig.
Yeah. Hey, you know, this thing today, I mean, you know, they've been pulling, the government's been pulling, you know, fake ops for how long? You know, Clintons were in there with, you know, with the Oklahoma City bombing. And, you know, I mean, Hillary slipping in the polls. You know, what better way to get a little bit of, you know, free publicity, you know, get the free airwaves than pull a little project, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I don't see it. You know, as far as, you know, like the last guy here said about firefighters reporting, you know, I have a brother-in-law. He's a volunteer firefighter here in Iowa. You know, I'm in a small town, Iowa. I mean, you know, we probably got about 400 people. But, you know what? Those people will never go through anybody's stuff and tell the government, you know, what they got. These guys are fire, you know, volunteers. They're not being paid, you know, by the government. They're volunteers because the government won't pay them anything. You know, I mean, the big cities maybe, but these small town volunteer firefighters will never turn on these people in these communities.
All right, Craig, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. Hey, if you're looking for answers to what's happening, just a brief aside here, then call 888-211-1715. Request packet F. It's a free packet to all RBN listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, the secret terrorist, and much, much more. The number again, you can call them, is 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1755. Let's transition to the economy here real quick. Lee, we were talking about the dollar as we headed to the break at the bottom of the hour. The index, dollar index, shows this thing continuing to drop, and it's happening more and more. Where is this thing going? Is the dollar going to find any support somewhere, or is it headed for zero, as you had mentioned earlier?
The final destination of the U.S. dollar is zero. There is absolutely no question about that. But in the short term, I think what you're going to see is you're going to see volatility. I mean, the dollar index can go up. It can go down. You know, it might be unchanged a few days. But the long-term trend is without question going down. And we had this article that came out. Goldman Sachs is actually saying that people should short gold. So with that in mind, then we should be buying gold, because those people at Goldman Sachs, all these big financial institutions, they constantly put out misinformation to get people to go on the opposite side of what they're going to do. And we saw this
right
in the dot-com bubble. You had all these people on CNBC, oh, buy tech stocks, when the NASDAQ was at 4,000 and 5,000 points. And they kept saying buy tech stocks when it was on the way down. You know, these people have zero credibility. So a good investment strategy is to almost invest in the exact opposite of what they recommend. So, I mean, you know, buy gold, buy silver. It's going to go up in the long term. And the dollar index, well, the value of the dollar, that's going to continue to go down. The Federal Reserve's actually, they're talking about cutting interest rates again, which is going to be another bailout for these financial institutions. And it's going to leave the middle class, this country, and the poor. You know, we're holding the bag for the whole thing. So, you know, it's not a good situation, and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, and there was a report out here recently, if I remember right, that basically said the most profitable hedge fund of the year was actually a hedge fund that had been betting against the dollar.
Yes.
You know, which I find very, very interesting. Doug, what are your thoughts about where the economy is headed here? How soon till you see maybe the economy hitting bottom?
Well, I mean, you know, we're seeing this hyperinflation caused by the dollar declining. As the dollar declines, like the one caller pointed out, you know, 50% of our food is going to be rising in cost. Just to, you know, just like OPEC and oil, they're going to be adjusting all of the prices from China to Saudi Arabian oil, you name it, for our declining dollar. So I think over the next couple of years, we're really going to see a huge rise in cost for everyday essentials, you know, food, just, you know, paper products, pie filling, you name it. And as it gets worse and worse and worse, I think that's when they're going to really start pumping this Pan-American Union, this North American Union, and a Northern Continent, this free trade agreement, and the Amero, or whatever their regional currency, you know, will be named. And that the American people, for the most part, when it really starts getting bad, are going to be begging for this. And I think that's the idea. But, I mean, you know, just like we were talking about earlier, all the quality of products that are coming in are going to be lowered as they try to keep up the facade that the dollar has some strength, so that people, you know, average Americans don't notice it at the grocery store. We'll just be getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper quality of products.
Yeah. And Mike and Michael, from a technology standpoint, you know, in areas like medicine and that type of thing, you know, instead of seeing prices go down, we see them go up. And one would have to imagine that as the dollar continues to go down, things in that area for like diagnostic testing and even the medicines, those prices are going to continue to rise as well.
Yeah, we're going to see, you know, a situation where, you know, we have our elderly people, you know, essentially starving. And, you know, as far as the medicines they're getting, they're going to be definitely substandard coming from China, whether or not you know it or not, it's going to happen. I mean, you know, the IMF has already said that, you know, with the U.S. dollar and with the economy, it's like the perfect storm, you know, basically going to just wipe out this, you know, this last vestige of the you know, the new Roman Empire. So people need to get ready. I mean, our food supplies are shorter, getting them from China, substandard, with who knows what in them. You know, I mean, it is the perfect storm, and people need to get ready. People need to put micros up and make sure this message goes out worldwide, because this is not a joke, you know, and this is definitely not a false alarm.
No, no, I mean, because, I mean, the storm clouds are brewing, and, I mean, you can just see this just coming forward. I mean, I was in the store the other day, and literally food that was $1.50 during the summer, like tomatoes, $2.50 a pound now, and none of them look good. I mean, it's just nasty, trashy produce, and I was, you know, just absolutely, totally amazed. We're going to grab a break here. We'll come back. We'll touch on Ron Paul real briefly in the last segment. Kind of a mini money bomb today. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to The Midnight Rider, and you're plugged into the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, final segment for the week, and it's the Young Guns Roundtable tonight. Gentlemen, Ron Paul, kind of a mini money bomb today. It had been announced a couple days ago. Not many people knew about it, but still, over $500,000 gets raised in a period of 24 hours. Literally incredible to sit and watch this. I mean, yesterday alone, they had over 6,000 donations. When I looked just a little bit ago, I'm going to refresh the page here. They've already raised $10,000 in the middle of the night. with 153 people donating just within the last hour and 50 minutes, or 2 hours and 50 minutes. Lee, what are your thoughts about Ron Paul and his fundraising and his chances, especially in New Hampshire?
So, well, I've been on the record for quite some time now, pretty much stating that I think Ron Paul's going to do extremely well in New Hampshire. I think he's got a very good shot at winning in New Hampshire, and especially with our recent debate, the CNN YouTube fiasco. I know we didn't really get a chance to talk about that too much,
No. But
that was one of the most awful debates that I have ever seen. I literally watched like a part of it. I just saw the highlights on the YouTube, and some of the questions were just terrible. And I think that's going to draw more people to the Ron Paul campaign because he's the only person that's actually talking about substantive issues and substantive solutions to these problems we face. So I think Ron Paul is going to do pretty well. And this fundraising effort, they got this Ron Paul blimp that they're trying to get going. You got the TeaParty07.com site. And this mini money bomb, it was only organized like a week ago. And the fact that I was able to raise $500,000 when other campaigns like Barack Obama and these other ones tried to do a money bomb and it failed miserably, just speaks volumes about what we got here. I think he's going to do very well in New Hampshire.
Yeah, Doug, what about you? His chances in New Hampshire and the other early primaries?
Well, I think he has great chance. I mean, he's trying to figure out different ways to spend the money. I mean, he's raking in the dough. And, you know, I think you and Ethan were talking earlier about how they really tried to say, oh, well, maybe it's fizzling out because this next money bomb didn't work out for Ron Paul. I mean, I didn't even know there was a money bomb today. And, I mean, he still raised well above a par for the day. And, I mean,
right.
All the money that he is receiving is not from big agra. It's not from big pharma or the military-industrial complex. It's people like you and I. And people are putting their money where their mouths are. And I think, you know, they were able to dismiss it earlier because, you know, it's just online, you know, polls. But now people are putting, you know, the money in his pocket. And I think he has great chance, and especially in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Michael, what about you?
I really do think that now Ron Paul has gotten his money situation, and you know he's getting more money than anybody else right now as far as in just the amount of months. The attacks are going to be stepped up within the end of the year, and it's going to get very nasty because now he is a real contender, and you know, like I say, first tier. So these attacks are going to get stepped up, and it's going to get nasty, and. You know, it's just a matter of you know how he handles it.
Yeah, indeed. And I think he's going to do rather well. And I mean, you know, now McCain's a literal nut, basically trying to insinuate that and rewrite history that Hitler was brought to power because the United States was isolationist, and that's the furthest thing from the truth. But it is going to get nasty. And people are going to take shots at him. The crazy thing, though, is there are actually people who applauded him when he said it. Gentlemen, we're out of time. And I want to thank you guys for being on, as always. Doug, real quickly, in about 15 seconds, tell everybody about your website.
Check out blacklistednews.com. It's my alternative news website. And if you'd like to get a consolidated news from Lee, myself, and Michael Bell, go to intelstrike.com, our collaborative blogging website.
Michael, thought-criminal.org, right?
Yep, technology, 1984, everything you need to know about the oncoming police state and Orwellian control grid.
All right, and Lee has roguegovernment.com. We're out of time, folks. Find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save the country. Have a great weekend.